Dadcast. Woo!
He did have on an Omega watch. It was like specifically made for his space travel trip. Omega makes the James Bond watches.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, Jeff Bezos needs a Bond watch to go to space. So TikTok marketers can now directly sponsor trending creator posts. TikTok is integrating with Vimeo's video creation tools to attract more small businesses. Hardest part of ending is starting again.
You're listening to The Radcast. If it's radical, we cover it. Here's your host, Ryan Alford.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the latest edition of The Radcast. Woo. Get excited today. Woo! I'm going on vacation, Josh.
Oh yeah, vacation mode.
I'm Ryan Alford.
I'm Josh Hill.
And welcome to our marketing and advertising news on July 23rd, Friday, 2021. I am officially, wherever you are, whenever you are, if you're listening to it on the day of, I am probably on my third cocktail by now, Josh. Man.
Maybe I will be too.
Very good.
Just 11 a.m. on a Friday.
I like it. I like it. Early dings here on the Radcast.
Please do not reach out to Ryan.
I'm channeling my own Ric Flair.
Woo!
Woo!
I don't know. We need to have a woo contest. As long as you don't have a chop contest.
Oh, yeah.
The bare-chested chop. You know, that was. Yeah. I'm like, these guys just beat up on each other. It's fake, but it's real. I don't know.
Man.
I don't need a chop in the chest, but how's it going, Josh?
Going great.
You had a good week?
Great week.
Been busy.
Oh, yeah. Got a lot going on.
Yeah.
I feel like I say this every week, but
yeah,
it doesn't slow down.
Hey, it slows down. If we can't say that, we're all in trouble.
Yeah.
And all of this goes away. And our ability to get on here and talk about crazy shit goes away. So, yeah. But it's been a good week. It's been great. Radcast is heating up. Had a great feature in Hype magazine. You check that out. Had a feature run there. Had the guests. The guest lineup's been getting hot, Josh.
Yeah.
We've had some quasi celebrities, you call them, I guess, or just celebrities. Marty Smith from ESPN was on. Really cool. Talking about his backstory and college football and how he lives his life. I mean, lots of good stuff. And then for all you Bachelor fans out there, Bachelor Nation. My wife and I do watch the show, I have to admit. I've had to admit that multiple times here lately. Ben Higgins, former Bachelorette contestant, even. He was one of the guys before that. Nice. Little known fact, maybe if you don't follow it too closely. But actually a really cool dude, really real, doing a lot of good things. Got a book out. Coffee Shop is kind of an infomercial for him, but you know, it kind of turned out that way for all his stuff. But he's into a lot of stuff. We're going to order some coffee. I know you're a coffee guy.
Yeah.
He's got a nonprofit company that he runs. It's kind of his day-to-day business, and all the proceeds go back. Supposedly, it's like killer coffee, that we're going to order some.
That's awesome.
See how it is.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. And like we talked about, all the billionaires going to space, Jeff Bezos did make it back safely from his his journey.
Oh, man. My favorite meme for sure was him stepping out with his cowboy hat and just like laughing at like some question, like in the most robotic, like alien way. And then someone commented and said, "You're telling me this man's divorced?" it's like he's recently divorced. No, I couldn't tell.
I don't know. I will say this from a marketing perspective. He did have on a mega watch that was like specifically made for his space travel trip. You know, he was the Omega makes the James Bond watches.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, Jeff Bezos needs a Bond watch to go to space.
Oh, yeah.
For all of 15 minutes.
His little Fantastic Four crew with all their uniforms.
Yeah.
Gotta have the watch.
I know. I've been adding that. I think I did it with Ben and a few other guests, like the Rad or Fad, like going to space. And seems to be everybody's kind of like a fad.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I know it's like interesting for some, but I don't know. We'll see. I think this is a pure ego play.
Oh. You don't say.
Yeah, I know. I still come back to that.
That's such a hot take there.
Yes. The The finals, the NBA finals concluded. Congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Congrats.
For winning. They were down 0-2, came back and won 4 straight. So we'll see if that sticks around. I think if some of these super teams get their players healthy, if they do, it's going to be a challenge. But congrats to them. And then, you know, the Olympics start this, I think, tonight, you know, Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, normally I'm not like rah-rah Olympics guy.
Yeah.
But I'm at least somewhat on my radar. And other than like hoping the athletes avoid COVID,
yeah,
like it hasn't really been on my radar that much. Are you an Olympics guy?
I am. I like the Olympics. It's probably that, and probably like Premier League soccer is probably the most sports I get into. And even then, I'm not even like that into it.
So are you as into it this year as equally?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
There's going to be no crowds at any of the events.
Yeah.
It's got to be strange, right?
It's just really kind of, I feel like it really killed the hype around the whole thing.
Yeah.
Except for the cardboard bed things. Those are funny.
Yes. What's your favorite summer Olympic sport?
Ooh.
I mean, soccer? Tough. I mean, you know.
I do enjoy it.
Any obscure ones, like what's the icing thing? The curling.
Like, though, I say one that like completely mesmerized me one year is like I was just flipping through the channels and it came to the gymnastics one, and it's either it may not even been the Olympics, but they were just like doing the routines with the ball that they throw up and like, catch and do all these random things, and I found like. It was like 2 hours later, I found out I was still watching. I was like, oh my God, this is, I was like, I don't, they're just like,
was it an Olympic sport?
I can't remember.
I don't know what that is.
But
is like boxing a summer sport or jousting? Like,
I feel like
maybe,
I don't know. There's too many at this point. We got skateboarding though. Yeah. That one's fun.
Yeah. How you feel about this little fact here? This is a little side one. This kind of hit the radar right as we were coming on to air. The, Dr. Dre. Getting divorced or is divorced, and he's gonna be paying a little alimony.
Oh yeah,
Dr. Dre, $300K,
yeah,
a month or month, $300,000 a month in alimony.
It's the worst Netflix subscription ever.
Yes.
Oh man, how do I get the like receiving end of these deals? Where
yeah, can I just get like 20 of that 20 a month? Man. You know, for being like you know,
I don't even know what I would do with 300 a month. Gosh. That'd be fun.
Real money. Order that. So what's how much is he making a year? He's got to be making like 50 mil a year with beats and everything else.
I will say that's a I would say that's a pretty big motivator to be successful on a monthly basis.
Yeah, no kidding. It might be permanent alimony. I might have been married long enough, or I don't know, may not be a year on it.
Yeah.
So that one stings. Oof. I don't care how much money you make.
Yeah,
writing that check isn't easy.
No.
Even if he earned it, like if he was, I don't know the details. I like Dr. Dre. I think he's cool and I love his music and a lot of the projects. I like some Beats headphones. So I'm not judging any of the details of the divorce.
Right.
But man, that check, writing that check's going to hurt.
Yeah. I'm busy that day. Do not sign me up for that.
Yes. So National Hot Dog Day was Wednesday, and there was a debate going on.
Yeah.
This debate rises up every few years about hot dogs. Number one, did you have a hot dog on Hot Dog Day?
I actually did not, and I regret it.
I'm good for a hot dog. I probably would have had a hot dog, but I kind of missed the day after the fact. I was looking at some of the headlines, and I was like, damn, I kind of missed this.
Yeah.
And but in fact, I did not have a hot dog, but there's this debate raging of, like, is it a sandwich?
Yes. Could be. I saw the it's like the national hot dog like group or a conglomeration. I don't even know what they call themselves, but they were like, or it's like an institute, and they were like, they're now saying it's not a sandwich, but previously they were saying it was a sandwich because when it was first coming out to America, it was the Coney Island sandwich.
So it's bread and meat, and I understand they want it to be its own category. Why would who would want it to be their own category if you're a hot dog creator? But
right,
it seems like a sandwich.
It's just like a miniature sub.
Yeah, it's a sub.
you get a like some kind of like Italian sausage sub, like,
yeah,
and then you switch it to a hot dog, and all of a sudden, just because you don't have some spices, now it's
processed meat, right in between bread. But
either way, I'm eating it.
The debate continues, and down that same line, yesterday being Thursday, was National Sweet Tea Day for McAllister's.
Mm.
So, which I kind of like this from a marketing perspective, you know, like you're gonna do something, you want to get some awareness. That's their best product. They're kind of most known for. You like sweet tea?
I do.
McAllister sweet tea is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And I don't really even care for their food. And I don't really, I used to, like growing up, I drank like a gallon of sweet tea a day.
Yeah.
It's why I was like a little pudgy kid for a little while.
Always had it in the.
I was like, and I couldn't figure it out. I was like, I'm running around doing all this shit. And I'm like, why am I a little pudgy? Like when I was like, I don't know, maybe 9, 10-ish.
Yeah.
And then I stopped drinking sweet tea. And then suddenly I'm like ripped.
Yeah.
Like it was just, it was the 7,000 calories of sweet tea I was drinking a day. Like, but I do love me. It is a, I'll dip into the old tea jug every now and then.
You got to.
Yeah. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Anyone that's like from the north, that's like one of the sweet tea stuff. It's like such a northern southern thing. Mm-hmm. Like you gotta, I've lived in New York for 5 years and it's like, you couldn't find a sweet tea if you were, you know, to make that shit at home.
Yeah. I went around like 2011 or something. And like, I remember all the people I was with were like asking for sweet tea at McDonald's and like what? it's like wow.
But if you have a product, if you're a company or a marketer, like, and you have a product and your best known product, your best, you know, most popular product is something that costs you less than like
is the Radcast news.
I try to cost them 10 cents for all of it, maybe.
Yeah.
Much volume as they make a sweet tea. Give that shit away and market the hell out of it. Cause you know what they're gonna do when they come get that sweet tea? They're going to buy a sandwich.
Right.
Brilliant. I like it. So that was Thursday. If you miss it, eat your heart out, but go have some sweet tea at McAllister's. Today's podcast brought to you by McAllister's.
McAllister's sweet tea.
Yep, sweet tea. It is. Lastly, before we get to our TikTok highlights, this was the not surprised stat, the Crocs.
Yeah.
The Crocs released their second quarter data. They crushed it, like beat all the estimates. Crocs shoes, for anyone not exactly following that's listening or watching, but Crocs, the comfortable shoes that you slip on, and they've got sandals, they've got all kinds of variations now. Not surprised, Josh. Everyone doing Zoom calls that doesn't have pants on, that has, you know, like a fancy shirt on and no pants, they've got Crocs on there.
Yeah,
everything's getting more comfortable, and I think this is a sign of the times.
Oh, for sure. I think with sweatpants are in style, I see people in Crocs just grabbing coffee or grabbing something from the grocery store. It makes sense. Why would you lace up some big boots or something to just like run and grab something? Stay comfy. Get those Crocs out.
I have on some slip-ons that are Hey Dudes, and they're very comfortable, and, you know, on casual Thursdays. Hey. I own an agency. Like, I'll be as casual as I fucking want to. Sorry. But, you know, like, it's like, and being an ad agency, it doesn't really matter if we don't have a client meeting. But I like slip-on stuff, you know? Like, back to when you're a kid. Like, sometimes I watch my kids, like, especially Nash. He's gotten into more tennis shoe style shoes. But, like, when he's 4 and 5, he's got the Velcro slip-ons. I'm like, damn, those are so easy. Yeah. So easy to get on. I'm like... Man, that's nice.
All of my shoes immediately become slip-ons because I just stop untying them.
Yeah. Well, that's what my older kids do. I can't do that thing. I don't know why with my like tennis shoes. They just don't too tight or something. I got big chunky feet. Maybe that's what it is. But what's hit your radar this week on our TikTok download?
So we've been seeing, everyone's seen this stuff about the Olympic beds, but I've seen a ton of Olympians posting videos about the beds. They're actually pretty sturdy. They're like, oh, you can like cut. They're all plastic, but like, they're the mattresses are plastic, but you can customize the like density of it. You can, they're like modular. They have extenders for the taller athletes.
And these are the beds at the Olympic Village.
Yeah.
Okay.
After all that debate, that was some of the first things I saw this week were Olympians doing that.
Okay.
I thought it was funny. also, I had a guy. There was a guy ranting about it. Where they're like, they can support like 400 pounds. This is like four people. Like, this is like 17 gymnasts like stacked up.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, that one's been fun. another trend that's been around for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. They're big in the last like week, is the deep realization trend using the Drake Know Yourself song. And so just be, some people are doing it as like a, as like a self-affirmation thing where it's like, in the song, it'll be like, I was running through this with my woes. And then like it gets harder the second time. So they'll be like, oh, like I have a degree and like a big job and stuff now. Wait, I do have a big degree and a job now. Like, this is great. And then other people are like, they're like, yeah, I've got like 17 client meetings today. Wait, I have 17 client meetings today. It's really funny. I'm a big fan.
I like then, it.
Another social media thing, the social media queen herself, Dolly Parton, good at everything she does, recreated her her Playboy cover for her husband to celebrate their, yeah, for his birthday, to celebrate their 50, her 50-something years of being married.
I like it.
Still looking great.
Hey, Dolly Parton, I don't know how she does it. Yeah. Is she taking like that, you know, there's that thing going around the internet, it's like, it's gonna sound morbid or whatever, but like something like, you know, kid's blood or something, some injection or something that's like, that keeps celebrities, have you ever seen those pictures of before and afters, like celebrities are trying to make this, conspiracy theories, I don't believe it's true. That woman does it, it looks pretty damn good for what, 80 years old or whatever she is, like I don't care how many surgeries, whatever, she looks pretty good.
Oh yeah, yeah,
I mean, bad. I'm not, it's not my style, right? I'm a brunette guy and not like a heavy makeup guy. And so she's not my style, but I can respect that she looks pretty damn good for her age.
Oh, yeah. She's got her look. She's been killing it. Again, good at everything she does.
Yeah. But Dolly. Hey, Dolly, you been to Dolly World?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
It's great.
I like me some Dolly World.
I'm a huge fan.
Yes. Yes, I do. Deserves a double dose of that. But yeah, hey, I like, hey, keeping it sizzling as she gets older.
I love it. You know? I love that she won't show her husband like on social media. She keeps him very low key.
Yeah.
But will just like at her age prance around in her little like Playboy outfit. Is very, yes.
Nicole, like, if you're listening, I expect you're going to be prancing around when we're like 75 or 80 years old. Just for me. Just for me. Just for me. Anything else on the TikTok list or is that it?
Oh, man. It's my biggest highlights.
All right. But. Yeah, I like it. The Drake's just always in the cool stuff, right? He's just the cool cat. It was like in my feelings when it was all about dance challenges before TikTok got mainstream. And now just even on TikTok. Yeah.
He doesn't leave. Even if he doesn't have a new thing out recent, one of the older ones comes back.
I know. I'm still liking me some Drake. So, hey, let's move to our news topics of the week, our true marketing news. First, we got a lot on TikTok. We're going to talk. It's going to be a TikTok episode here.
Yeah.
Sponsored by TikTok. Number one, so TikTok marketers can now directly sponsor trending creator posts. So instead of like having to create their own content, trying to make it weird, trying to do whatever, you get a trending post by a content creator. It can sponsor by a certain brand. What do you think about this, Josh?
I think it's great. I think it makes what people are already doing, and TikTok is like made a platform and like made a feature around that. And I think it's really smart. I think Instagram tried this, but they kind of jumped on it too late and didn't do it well. But I think it's fantastic. Also, it's a great opportunity for, there's plenty of times where a user will show a product just because they want to show a product and it gets millions of views. Why not jump on that and boost it some more?
Exactly. Do you know what the mechanism for this? Cause I've been scrolling. I mean, I'm getting my TikTok behaviors are increasing and all that, but I don't know that I've seen an exact example. Have you seen it in action yet?
I think I've seen a couple.
Yeah.
I've seen some where it's just from a creator's like thing. Cause usually if it, you'll tell if it's like a directly sponsored, where they're like, hey, make this video and post it, and they'll just say ad, but it won't say sponsored. But I have seen a couple where it's
like obviously the creator's content, and then it says either ad or like sponsored by or something.
And it's not on like the company channel, it's just kind of on their own personal one, but it's still sponsored.
Cool. Number two on our list, Infiniti Cars, that is, cars, SUVs, and all the such. They're tapping into celebrities on Cameo for online Q&As on like their new model. They got several new models. I like this a lot. So essentially, if anyone, you don't know what Cameo is, you can pay celebrities to do shout outs or record a video for you. It's pretty cool. I did one of these for Nicole once for a birthday or something like that. But you essentially, I like this because it's tapping into a trend. But then if you have a question about one of Infinity's products, they send back the answer as a video of the celebrity.
Yeah.
Pretty clever.
Yeah.
I like it.
I think it's
makes me kind of want to steal the idea for like some of our clients.
I think absolutely.
Because it's actually affordable. Like,
yeah.
You know, as long as you're not directly like asking them to promote a product, but you're getting them to maybe respond to something or do something, how freaking cool would it be for, you know, your client, like even obscure medium-sized client, like, you send the celebrity back. It looks cool.
Yeah, it looks great. And also a lot easier for both parties. You don't have to set up some big fancy shoot, bring them on, like have a trailer for them and then shoot a commercial. You can just say, hey, send me an iPhone video.
Exactly. We like this a lot.
And they can chill and wear their Crocs while they do it.
Exactly. Yeah, sitting behind their computer camera, their iPhone camera, whatever, right. Just showing their neck up or chest up,
yeah.
You know, like hopefully not in the Dolly Parton outfit, but could get weird. Hey, there's a good integration. Let's get Dolly. Maybe it's Dolly on Cameo. Let's get Dolly Parton to do something for us, you know?
Yeah.
You know? Third and finally on our news, another TikTok. So TikTok is integrating with Vimeo's video creation tools to attract more small businesses. I think this makes a lot of sense. I think people, small to medium brands that don't have huge budgets and want to produce a lot of content, Vimeo does have some good tools for more consistent workflows and things like that. So yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Definitely. I think, I mean, Vimeo has always been the leader in the video world, even against YouTube. All the video creators always pick Vimeo over YouTube all day long.
Yep.
But I think it makes a lot of sense.
It says built into the ad tool. I don't know if you've seen it, picked up on it or anything, but
I haven't played around in it too much.
We typically are creating the videos ourselves with our team, but it would be interesting to explore. But I do think it's a nice add-on. I do think that is the struggle for most brands is how do I get started? How do I produce more than, you know, I think any of these guys can produce one video.
Yeah.
You know, but then it's like, oh, God, I got to do another one. Like creating some kind of workflow, different things, and having tools that make it easier to create content that works on the platform. And that's part of the challenge too with TikTok is like, definitely. It's a unique, low attention, you know, span medium. So you got to create the right content for it to work.
Yeah, it's weird. It's almost a challenge because it is so casual. Like you kind of have to force yourself to not try so hard and then just use the tools that they give you.
There you have it. So that's it for this week. Any final words, Josh?
Go make some TikToks.
Yeah, go make some TikToks. Go watch some Olympics. If you care, do you care about the Olympics? Maybe let us know. Let's see if we get some comments on any of our posts.
Yeah, go watch some skateboarding.
Exactly. Well, we appreciate everyone. You know where to find us, theradcast.com. I'm at Ryan Offer on all the channels. Find Josh on Instagram at Josh Chill. We'll see you next time on The Radcast.
To listen to full episodes or to contact us, visit us on the web at theradcast.com or follow our host at Ryan Offer on Instagram. Thanks for tuning in.